You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. I am always amazed when people tell me they've never done an informational interview. My first reaction, of course, I wouldn't say this to their face or maybe their ear if they're calling me, what? You've never had an informational interview? And I'm thinking that is a direct path to not succeeding in your job search if you've never done this. If you don't do informational interviews as part of your executive job search, you're practically giving away opportunities to your competition because you're not presenting yourself to an audience who doesn't yet know you, who desperately needs to know you. So informational interviews can be tricky to schedule or plan, but they can be one of the most productive strategies that you can engage in, and they can help you understand how you want your career to go, maybe if you want to change fields or move up in your career path. So as you're scheduling these things and getting ready to do them, you should be prepared to talk about yourself, of course, but you should realize that you're asking questions so that the person you're talking to can give you information that you otherwise would not have had. Frankly, simply listening to what they have to say will give them a powerful impression about you and make you sound like a great conversationalist. And the questions you ask will demonstrate your insight into the kinds of things that that person should be telling you or that you should be wanting to know or that you are exploring, which makes you look more prepared and more like a viable candidate for the things that they might be hiring for. So the benefits of informational interviewing have a few angles. Specific information about a prospective career can't always be found online or in journals or in newspapers. And sometimes the best way to find out what you need to know about a new career or a new opportunity or a new industry is to talk to somebody who does that thing or works in that industry. So getting that informational interview and spending that time asking questions will give you a view into that window without necessarily having to commit to a formal interview and engage somebody who could be making hiring decisions. You're probably not ready to do that. So if you think about what you can learn during an informational interview, this has a few angles too. So you could think about ways that person entered their own career path, which could inform you as a series of tips for how to enter a new career. They could give you potential career paths based on your own experience that you haven't thought about. You can learn about what it's like to work in a specific organization, which is a really unique insight that you can't get from other resources. And you can learn who else you should be talking to, how to build that new network through this individual professional contact. And you could figure out, most importantly, what you need to say on your resume or during an actual job interview that would resonate with an audience within that field. And again, this is going to be unique information and insight that you couldn't get elsewhere. To get some tips and tricks on what you can ask and how you can make your informational interview into a success, go back and listen to episode 17 of in the Job Search Podcast. In that episode, I give a number of tips and tricks that you can use in your own informational interview. Moving forward, I want to talk a little bit about etiquette for informational interviews. The preparation for your informational interview begins long before you schedule it. You have to know what you want to learn, and you have to have questions. You can't just show up to an informational interview on the good graces of the individual with whom you're speaking and hope that they will have an agenda for you. Take the time to research the individual you're interviewing with and know their background and their career path, and make sure that you have a decent list of questions that you can be very specific about and know that your time is going to be at a premium. Their time is going to be at a premium. So don't overstay your welcome. If you say you're going to be there for 30 minutes, make sure that your list of questions is 30 minutes long, and that's it. And make sure that when you get there, that you are presenting yourself not just as somebody who respects their time, but as somebody who respects their environment. So make sure that you're dressed appropriately. Make sure that you are fitting in with the kind of organization that the business presents itself as, even if it's relatively informal, you're dressed formally, because who knows where this informational interview could take you. Maybe you'll get introduced to the boss. Who knows? You don't know. So all the way along, you're taking notes both on paper in answers to your questions, and you're tucking bits of information away in your head about the environment, the culture, the way the organization feels and works, to see if it's a place that makes sense for you, and you can measure it against your own experiences and against your own needs. And also, when the interview is over, make sure, of course, you thank the individual and then send an email or a handwritten card, regardless of the way the conversation went. And make sure you send that really quickly. Send an email the same day. Send a handwritten card within 48 hours. It shows a personal touch. It shows you respect their time. It shows you respect their knowledge and their engagement. Mention in your email or your note what you enjoyed about the encounter, what you learned, something that makes you memorable. And down the road, stay in touch. And if you need to meet somebody in their network, ask for an introduction. That's completely legitimate. To conclude, you might not get a job offer from an informational interview, but you will get insight that you can't get anywhere else. So please treat the engagement, the relationship with this individual as unique and special. These are rare opportunities and unique opportunities to meet somebody who does the thing that you might want to do someday, and you can get incredible insight out of that. So make sure that you are giving this the weight that it deserves. With that, I will thank you for listening to this episode of the Job Search Podcast. My name is Amy L. Adler, and you can always find me at 801-810-5627 or 5strengths.com. Thanks so much.